evening. This is Radio Caroline, where it's now 6 o'clock. And a look at the latest news. A massive operation to try to deal with an 18-mile-long oil slick in the Humber estuary continues this evening. More than 3,000 tons of crude oil have leaked from an Iranian supertanker, which was hulled after hitting a jetty at Immingham. Experts have now managed to stop the leak, but the slick is threatening the coastline from the sea to the Humber Bridge, and the oil has already come ashore on the beaches at Cleethorpes. Thousands of seabirds, which feed on the mudflats in the area, are threatened. Tugs and planes are spraying chemicals on the slick, and six more planes are being flown in from Southampton. Heroin, with a street value of about £3 million, has been seized in a raid in London by customs officers. In a swoop on houses in Leighton and Woolwich, 12 people were taken for questioning. The heroin is believed to have come from Pakistan. Lebanese army and militia leaders have met near Beirut in a bid to consolidate the two-day-old ceasefire. Beirut Radio said after that the two-hour meeting agreed to set up a joint operation to stay in touch with developments in order to stabilize the truce. Northern Ireland police are questioning the two escapees from the Maze prison who were recaptured yesterday. They've been named as Hugh Corrie, the IRA commander in Derry serving life for murder, and Patrick McIntyre, serving 15 years for attempted murder. They were found in a farmhouse in County Down and surrendered without a struggle. And finally, a look at the weather. This evening and tonight, it will stay dry and it will be rather cloudy with some mist or fog patches during the night. Tomorrow morning, it will start misty, but it'll clear later on. And the outlook is dry with a few mist patches. Good evening, it's Simon Barrett on the Radio to 10. And musically, we start off with Donna Summer.
Yeah.
started off the program tonight with a lot of love. First of all, it was Donna Summer with Some of the Unconditional Kind, and then it was Depeche Mode, Love in Itself, and finally Free There and A Little Bit of Love. It's 12 minutes past 6 on Caroline 319, and look at some of the concerts that are going on tonight in the UK. In Cardiff at the New Ocean Club, it's The Truth. Up in Scotland at Glasgow's Apollo, it's Meatloaf. Paul Young is in Nottingham at the Rock Centre. Joe Boxers appear at Glasgow University. Two big concerts in London tonight. At the Dominion, it's Peter Tosh. And at Hammersmith Odeon, it's the Commodores. Creole is at the Apollo in Oxford. Gary Newman at Hull City Hall. And finally for today, Shag Attack in Aberdeen at the Capitol. And a quick preview for some of the things going on tomorrow night. The Truth appear at Coventry's Dog and Trumpet. Meatloaf is in Aberdeen at the Capitol. Joe Boxers appear in Arbroath's at Smokey's Club. Level 42 in Worthing. Gary Newman in Manchester. Big Country at Hammersmith at the Odeon. And Shag Attack are at Edinburgh's Playhouse Theatre. And finally tonight, a look at the concerts. I mentioned for a concert that was due to be taking place tonight in Scotland by Culture Club. That has in fact been cancelled. And for the reasons behind that, well, listen to the news at 6:30 on 319. What we can do is hear Boy George and Friends on record with this one called Karma Comedian.
Thank you.
Unmistakable voice of Mick Jagger, along with the Rolling Stones, from It's Only Rock and Roll. And if you can't rock me, before that, it was David Bowie and a track from his Let's Dance LP, which is doing rather well as a single at the moment in the UK. It was called Modern Love. It's 6:25 on Caroline 319. Coming up at 6:30, it's a look at the latest news. Meanwhile, it's some music from KC and the Sunshine Band, and it's this one called You Said You'd Give Me Some More.
You said you'd give me some more. You said you'd give me some more. You said you'd give me some more. You said you'd give me some more.
And with the time just coming up to 6:30 on Radio Carolina, look at the latest news. A massive operation to try to deal with an 18-mile oil slick in the Humber estuary continues this evening. More than 3,000 tons of crude oil have leaked from an Iranian supertanker, which was hulled after hitting a jetty at Immingham. Experts have now managed to stop the leak, but the slick is threatening the coastline from the sea to the Humber Bridge, and the oil has already come ashore on the beaches at Cleethorpes. Thousands of seabirds which feed on the mudflats in the area are threatened. Tugs and planes are spraying chemicals on the slick, and six more planes are being flown in from Southampton. Lebanese army and militia leaders have met today near Beirut in a bid to consolidate the two-day-old ceasefire. Beirut Radio said after that the two-hour meeting agreed to set up a joint operation to stay in touch with developments in order to stabilize the truce. Heroin with a street value of about £3 million, has been seized in a raid in London by customs officers. In a swoop on houses in Leighton and Woolwich, 12 people were taken for questioning. The heroin is believed to have come from Pakistan. Northern Ireland police are questioning the two escapees from the Mays prison who were recaptured yesterday. They've been named as Hugh Corry, the IRA commander in Derry serving life for murder, and Patrick McIntyre serving 15 years for attempted murder. They were found in a farmhouse in County Down and surrendered without a struggle. Chart-topping band Culture Club were last night involved in a minor coach accident and as a result have had to cancel the rest of their British tour. Last night, as the band were on their way to Sheffield, their coach jolted and drummer John Moss fell and broke his finger. Six concerts have had to be cancelled, including one in Scotland tonight. A spokesman for the band said that the tour would be rearranged for December. And finally, a look at the weather. This evening and tonight it will stay dry, but it will be rather cloudy with mist or fog patches during the night. Minimum temperature 13 centigrade, 55 Fahrenheit. Tomorrow morning it will start misty, but it will clear later. And the outlook is dry with a few mist patches. Good evening, it's Caroline 319 with Simon Barrett, 3 till 10. It's 29 minutes to 7 o'clock. And music from John Miles with A Song For You.
I'm